All glory to the sweet rule of God.
Then,
verse 30. The one who sees me everywhere, he sees everything in me. I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me.
Yes. How can we lost our Krishna? That is sadasada bhava bhava. So if you practice your life in this way, never lost to Krishna, that is the time of death. You are sure to go to Krishna, where you are going. And not lost to Krishna. Kaundya pratijani hi namai bhaktat pranasya. And Krishna promises, my dear Arjuna, my pure devotee is never lost. So don't be lost to Krishna. That is perfection. That is perfection. Simply, don't be lost to Krishna. You can forget all things and don't forget Krishna. Then you are riches. People may see you are very poor man. That's like Goswamis. They adopted very poor life, mendicant. They were ministers, very opulent, very honorable gentlemen. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, learned scholars, rich men, ministers, in every respect their social position so high. But they accepted these mendicants. Takvatu namasi samandana patisane. That Goswami prayer will find. Tattva surnama sesa mandala patisaneng sadasu chavat. Just like most insignificant, they give up everything. Hutva adena ganesako karunaya kopina kanthasito. Kopina kanthasito, just one underwear and loincloth. That's all. They become accepted the poorest way of life. But how they could live if a very rich man accepts such poor condition of life, he cannot live. We have seen it. If one is habituated to high standard of life, if you immediately lower his standard of life, he cannot live. But they lived very happy, hard. And that is it. Gopi bhavara samrita dilahari kallola magnau moho. Bande rupa sanatana radhiko sri ji. They were richest by dipping themselves in the ocean of loving affairs of the gopis. So, if you simply think of the loving affairs of the gopis for Krishna, then you are not lost. There are so many ways. Don't be lost to Krishna. Then you are successful. Then Krishna will also not be lost and he will be not lost. God.
Purport. A person in Krishna consciousness certainly sees Lord Krishna everywhere and he sees everything in Krishna. Such a person may appear to see all separate manifestations of the material nature, but in each and every instance he is conscious of Krishna, knowing that everything is the manifestation of Krishna's energy.
Yes. Now, if one who sees a tree, philosopher, Krishna consciousness person is philosopher. If he studies, what is this tree? He sees, is a material, then he has got a material body, just like I have got this material body. But he is a living entity. Due to his past misdeeds, he has got such an abominable body that he cannot move it. But his body is material, and material means the material energy. And material energy, whose energy? Krishna's energy. Therefore, the tree has got Krishna connection. And the tree as living entity is part and parcel of Krishna. In that way, if you discuss philosophy, Krishna consciousness, you see, don't see the tree, you see Krishna there. That is Krishna consciousness. You don't see tree, you see Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. So you have to practice like that. That is yoga practice. That is samadhi. Yes.
Nothing can exist without Krishna. And Krishna is the Lord of everything. This is the basic principle of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is the development of love of Krishna. A position transcendental even to material liberation.
Consciousness, this guiding of the tree as Krishna's energy, as part and parcel of Krishna. Why? You take account of the tree so nicely, because you have love of Krishna. That's like you love your child, and your child is away from your child. You find the shoes of your child. Ah, this is the shoe of my child. Do you love that shoe? No, you love that child. Similarly, as soon as see the energy of Krishna manifested in a different way, that means you love that entity because you love Krishna. Therefore, if you love Krishna, then your universal love is counted, otherwise it is not. You cannot love. That is not possible. If you love Krishna, then the word love, universal love, so many things will be very much advertised. And if you don't love Krishna, then you see, here is my American brother, and the cow is my food. Because you do not love the cow. The cow is American, and my brother is American. My brother is good, and the cow is good. This is my universal love. Why? By the Krishna conscious person, he sees, here is a cow. Here is a dog. It is part and parcel of Krishna. Why? Somewhere or other, he has got a different body than me. But that does not mean he is not my brother. So how can I kill my brother? That is Krishna's love, due to Krishna's love. The Krishna love is so nice. All perfection. If there is no Krishna love, there is no Krishna love. It is all nonsense. There cannot be any love without Krishna love.
It is the stage after self-realization at which the devotee becomes one with Krishna in the sense that Krishna becomes everything for the devotee and the devotee becomes full in loving Krishna. An intimate relationship between the Lord and the devotee then exists. In that stage there is no chance that the living entity will be annihilated. Nor is the personality of God yet ever out of sight of the devotee.
How can we come out of sight? He sees everything in Krishna and Krishna in everything. Everything in Krishna and Krishna in everything. Then how can he lose sight of Krishna? Yeah.
To merge in Krishna is spiritual annihilation. A devotee takes no such risk. It is stated in the Brahma Samhita, I worship the primeval Lord, Govinda, who is always seen by the devotee, whose eyes are anointed with the pulp of love. He is seen in his eternal form, Shyam Sundar, situated within the heart of the devotee.
Shyam Sundar. This is Shyam Sundar. That's Pratamasa. Shyam Sundar. Premanyana Shrita Bhakti Vilochanena santasadaivaridayesu biloka iyam shyamasundaram matinda gunasvarupam govindam adipulisham tamangaya. So one who has developed this love of Krishna, he sees Shyamasunda, the Patnama says, always living. That is perfectionality. Patnama says, I am doing that name. Of course, he is Shyamasunda.
At this stage, Lord Krishna never disappears from the sight of the devotee, nor does the devotee ever lose sight of the Lord. In the case of a yogi who sees the Lord as Paramatma, within the heart, the same applies. Such a yogi turns into a pure devotee and cannot bear to live for a moment without seeing the Lord within himself.
Yes, sir. But this is the process of seeing God. Otherwise, God is not my order supply. Please come and see. You have to qualify yourself. You have to see God. Every moment, everywhere. And this thing, qualification is simple. That's not very difficult.
The yogi who knows his eyes and the yogi who knows that I and the Supersoul within all creatures are one, in every city, in all circumstances. A yogi who is practicing meditation on the Supersoul within himself sees this plenary portion of Krishna as Vishnu, with four hands holding conch shell, wheel, club, and lotus flower.
In this picture, Vishnu picture, that is the objective of concentration for the yogi. That is real yoga. And this Vishnu manifestation is Krishna's plenary portion. In the Brahma Samhita, it is said, jap karanarna vajale bhajatisma yoga nidra mananta javadanna saroma kupa sa Vishnu mahan sa yajasya kala visesa Govindamadipuritam tamahangaya. I worship Govinda, the primary Lord, Govindam Adipurusam. Purusham means Lord is man, angel, Adi, the origin. Govindam Adipurusam. Tamahang bhajami. And who is that Govinda? Now, whose only one plenary portion is Mahavishnu. And what is the function of Mahavishnu? Jasaika nishasita kalam akhavalambha jivanti loma vilaja jagadannanatha. In every universe, there is a chief living entity who is known as Brahma. Brahma is the original person in each universe. So, the life of Brahma, or the life of an universe, is existing only on the breathing period of Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu is lying on the causal ocean, and while he is exhaling, millions of universes are coming as bubbles, and they are developing again. And when he is inhaling, millions of universes are going with it. So, That is the position of this material world. It is coming out and again going. Bhutya bhutya praliyate. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is said that these material universes are being created at a certain period and again become annihilated. Now this creation and annihilation is depending on the exhaling and inhaling of Mahavishnu. Just imagine what is the caliber of that Mahavishnu. But that Mahavishnu is said here. Jastaikane sasita kalam athavalamma jivanti loma vilaja jagadandanatha Vishnu mahan sahiya jasya kalavishesa. This Mahavishnu is plenary portion of the plenary portion of Krishna. Krishna is the original. Govindamadipulsantama. So, this Mahavishnu again enters into each universe as Garbhodak Sai Vishnu. And from Garbhodak Sai Vishnu, there is Kirodak Sai Vishnu. That Kirodak Sai Vishnu is entering in the heart of every living entity. In this way, the Vishnu manifestation is all over the creation. So, the yogi's concentration of mind on this Vishnu power, that is explained. That Vishnu, who is all pervading, who is Ishara Sarva Bhutanam Hridayesu Adhinatisthati. In the Bhagavad Gita, you find that Mahavishnu, that Kirodak Sai Vishnu, is sitting in everyone's heart. Now, yogi has to find out where he is sitting and concentrate his mind there. That is the yoga. Wow.
The yogi should know that Vishnu is not different from Krishna. Krishna, in this form of super soul, is situated in everyone's heart. Furthermore, there is no difference between the innumerable super souls present in the innumerable hearts of living entities. Nor is there a difference.
The example, just like there is one sun in the sky, but if you keep on the earth millions of water pots, you will find in each water pot the reflection of the sun. Or another example, at noon time, you just inquire from your friend 10,000 miles away, where is the sun? He'll say, on my head. So, millions and trillions of people will see sun on his head. But the sun is one. And the another example, the water pot, the sun is one, but if there are millions of water pots, you'll find each pot the sun is reflected. Similarly, there may be innumerable living entities. There is no count. Jiva dhasanta. In the Vedic language, it is said that living entities, there is no count, inhuman. So similarly, Vishnu is a material thing like sun, can be reflected in each and every waterfall. So why not the Supreme Personality Godhead Vishnu live in each and every one heart? It is not difficult to understand. He lives. That is it. And the yogi has to concentrate his mind on that Vishnu form. So, this Vishnu form is plenary portion of Krishna. So, one who is engaged in Krishna consciousness, he is already a perfect yogi. That will be explained. He is a perfect Guru. That is explained in the last verse of this chapter.
Nor is there a difference between a Krishna conscious person always engaged in the transcendental loving service of Krishna and the perfect yogi engaged in meditation on the super soul.
There is no difference. A yogi is in samadhi, trance, in the Vishnu form, and a Krishna conscious person. There is no difference.
The yogi in Krishna consciousness, even though he may be engaged in various activities while in material existence, remains always situated in Krishna. A devotee of the Lord, always acting in Krishna consciousness, is automatically liberated.
That we'll find in this Bhagavad Gita in the 12th chapter, one way, Manja Vyadichari Bhakti Yogina Jesh Sevate Sagunan Samati Tayetan Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. It is said that man who is engaged in unalloyed devotional service unto me, he has already transcended the material modes of nature. A Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. He is on the Brahma platform. That means liberated. To become liberated means to be situated on the Brahma platform. There are three platforms. The bodily platform, a sensual platform, then mental platform, then spiritual platform. The spiritual platform is called Brahma platform. So, to become liberated means to stand on the Brahma platform. Conditioned soul, at the present moment, we are on the platform of this bodily concept of life, or sensual platform. Those who are a little above, they are on the mental platform, speculative, philosopher. And above this platform, there is Brahma platform. So, you will find in the Bhagavad Gita 12th chapter, or 14th chapter, I think, that one who is in Krishna consciousness, he is already on the Brahma platform. That means you are it.
In the Narada Parsharatra, this is confirmed in this way. By concentrating one's attention on the transcendental form of Krishna, who is all-pervading and beyond time and space, one becomes absorbed in thinking of Krishna, and then attains the happy state of transcendental association with Him. Krishna consciousness is the highest stage of trance in yoga practice. This very understanding that Krishna is present as Paramatma in everyone's heart makes the yogi faultless. The Vedas confirm this inconceivable potency of the Lord as follows. Vishnu is one, and yet he is certainly all-pervading. By his inconceivable potency, in spite of his one form, he is present everywhere. As the sun, he appears in many places at once.
Yeah. That example I have already given. As the sun can be present in many places simultaneously, similarly, Vishnu form or Krishna can be present in everyone's heart. He is actually present. Ishvara sarva bhutanam is deshe arjuna. He is sitting deep. Localization is also stated. Hridbeshan in the heart. So concentration of yoga means to find out from the heart where Vishnu is sitting. There he is.
Verse 32. He is the perfect yogi who, knowing that the self dwells in all, sees the true equality of all living entities, both in their happiness and distress, O Arjuna.
This is universal vision. Not that God is sitting in your heart and not in the cat's heart or dog's heart or cow's heart. He is sitting in everyone's heart. It is said sarva-bhutana. Sarva-bhuta means all living. He is sitting in human heart, he is sitting in the ant's heart, he is sitting in the dog's heart, he is sitting in everyone's heart. But the cats and dogs, they cannot realize that is divine. But a human being, if he tries, if he follows the yoga system, Sankhya yoga system, Bhakti yoga system, then he is able to find out. That is the prerogative of this human form of life. And if we miss this opportunity, if we don't find out, if we don't identify our existence with the law, then we are missing this opportunity. This after the evolutionary process, coming through 8,400,000 species of life, when we get this human form of life, if we miss this opportunity, then how much loss we suffer, we do not know. So we should be conscious about that. We should not miss this opportunity. We have got very nice body, human form of body, intelligence, and civilized life. We are not like animals. We can think peacefully. We are not so hard struggle for life as the animals. So how we should utilize? That is the instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. Don't lose the opportunity. Utilize properly. So,
verse 33. Arjuna said, O Madhusudana, the system of yoga which you have summarized appears impractical and unendurable to me, for the mind is restless and unsteady.
Now here is the crucial test of yoga system. If you can concentrate your mind on the form of Vishnu, the process has been described previously, that you have to sit like this, you have to look like this, you have to live like this. So many things we have already described. But Arjuna says that it is very difficult for me. You have to understand this point. He says, O Madhusudana, the system of yoga which you have summarized, this system is called Ashtanga Yoga. Ashtanga Yoga, eight different parts. Yam Yam, first of all, controlling the senses, following the rules and regulations, then practicing the sitting posture, then exercising the breathing process, then concentrate your mind, then be absorbed in the form. There are eight processes, Ashtanga Yoga. So, Arjuna says, this Ashtanga Yoga system is very difficult. He says that impractical, appears not impractical for him. Just say, it is not impractical. If it is impractical, then Krishna would not have described and taken so much trouble. It is not impractical, but appears. What one thing may be impractical for me, but practical for you. Oh, that is a different thing. But generally, this system is impractical for ordinary common man. Arjuna is representing himself as a common man. In this sense, that he was not a mendicant, or he has renounced his family life, or he has no connection with his bread problem, because he was on the war field to fight for the kingdom. So, he is supposed to be an ordinary. So for ordinary men who are engaged in these worldly activities, for handling livelihood, family life, children, wife, or so many problems, it is not right. That is a point here. It is practical for one who has already renounced everything. Complete finished to their sacred place, just lying in the hill or in the cave of the hill, alone, no public disturbance. So where is the opportunity for ordinary man, for us, especially in this age? Therefore, this global system is not practical. It is admitted by Arjuna, who was a great warrior, and he was so advanced, he belongs to the royal family, and very expert in so many things. He said that it is impractical. Just try to understand. And what we are in comparison to Arjuna, if we try this system, it's not possible. Failure is sure. Go on, reading the third part.
The system of mysticism described by Lord Krishna to Arjuna is here being rejected by Arjuna.
Yes, reject Arjuna. Yes.
Out of a feeling of inability, it is not possible for an ordinary man to leave home and go to a secluded place in the mountains or jungles to practice yoga in this age of Kali. The present age is characterized by bitter struggle for a life of short duration.
Yes. First of all, our duration life is very short. If you study the statistics, you can see your forefathers who live for 100 years, or 80 years, 90 years now, 60 years, 70 years, people are dying. Gradually, it will decrease. In this age, the memory, the duration of life, mercifulness, so many things will decrease. That is the symptom of this age.
People are not serious about self-realization, even by simple practical means. What to speak of this difficult yoga system, which regulates the mode of living, the manner of sitting, selection of place, and detachment of the mind from material engagements. As a practical man, Arjuna thought it was impossible to follow the system of yoga.
Yeah. He was not prepared to become a pseudo-yogi, false, simply by practicing some gymnastics. He was not a pretense. He said that I am a family man, I am a soldier. No, it is not possible. He frankly admits he does not catch something which is impossible. That is simply useless waste of time. Why should one do that?
Even though he was favorably endowed in many ways, he belonged to the royal family and was highly elevated in terms of numerous qualities. He was a great warrior. He had great longevity.
Yes. One thing is the age 5,000 years ago, when Arjuna was living, the longevity was very, very long. At that time, people used to live up to 1,000 years. Just like in the present age, the limit is 100 years. Similarly, in the Dwapara Yuga, the age limit was 1,000 years. And before that, in the Treta Yuga, The age limit was 10,000 years. And before that, in the Satya Yuga, the age limit was 100,000 years. So the age limit is decreasing. But even though Arjuna was at a time when people could live for 1,000 of years, still he thought that it is impossible.
And above all, he was the most intimate friend of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. 5,000 years ago, Arjuna had much better facilities than he did. Yet he refused this system of yoga.
This system of yoga. This Ashtanga system.
In fact, we do not find any record in history of his practicing it at any time. Therefore, this system must be considered impossible, especially in this age of Kali. Of course, it may be possible for some very few rare men, but for the people in general, it is an impossible proposal. If this was so 5,000 years ago, then what to speak of the present day? Those who are imitating this yoga system in different so-called schools and societies, although complacent, are certainly wasting their time. They are completely in ignorance of the desired goal.
So, this Ashtanga yoga is not possible. Therefore, this yoga system, bhakti yoga system, is applicable to anyone. We have seen when this chanting bhakti yoga system goes on, even a small child, he also begins to clap. Without any training, without any education, automatically he takes part. So, therefore our Chaitanya has said that this is the only system in this age. Harinama, 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 Iva Kevala. Simply chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Kalo, in this age of Kali. Kalo, Nasti Eva, Nasti, Nasti Eva. There is no other alternative, no other alternative, no other alternative. If you adopt this system, the Bhakti Yoga system, very simple, simply chant, you will find immediately, very Pratattham avagavam dhamma. Any other yoga system, if you practice, you are in the darkness, you do not know how far you are making progress. But this system, you will understand, yes, I am making such and such progress. This is the only yoga system, bhakti yoga system, that one can practice for quick result and self-realization and liberation even in this life. He hasn't got to wait for another life. It is so nice. Krishna powerful.
Verse 34. For the mind is restless, turbulent, obstinate, but very strong, O Krishna. And to subdue it, it seems to me, more difficult than controlling the wind.
Yes. Even if you can control the wind, that is not possible. Nobody can control the wind. But even it is theoretically accepting that you can control the wind, but it is not possible to control the mind. It is very difficult. Mind is so flickering and so dark.
Wow. Purport. Mind is so strong and obstinate that sometimes it overcomes the intelligence. For a man in the practical world who has to fight so many opposing elements, it is certainly very difficult to control the mind. Artificially, one may establish a mental equilibrium toward both friend and enemy. But ultimately, no worldly man can do so. For this is more difficult than controlling the raging wind. In the Vedic literatures, it is said, the individual is the passenger in the car, the material body, and intelligence is the driver. Mind is the driving instrument, and the senses are the horses. The self is thus the enjoyer or sufferer in the association of the mind and senses. So it is understood by great thinkers. Intelligence is supposed to direct the mind, but the mind is so strong and obstinate that it surpasses even one's own intelligence. As an acute infection may surpass the efficacy of medicine, such a strong mind is supposed to be controlled by the practice of yoga. But such practice is never practical for a worldly person like Arjuna. And what can we say of modern man? The difficulty is neatly expressed. One cannot capture the blowing wind. And it is even more difficult to capture the agitating mind.
That for this process, chanting Hare Krishna, it captures the mind immediately. Simply, if you chant Krishna, and if you hear, automatically your mind is fixed up in Krishna. That means the yoga system is immediately attained. Because the whole yoga system is to concentrate your mind on the form of Vishnu. And Krishna is the original personality of expansion of Vishnu form. Krishna is just like, here is a lamp. Now, from this lamp, from this candle, you can bring another candle. You can kindle it. Then, another, thousands of candles you can express. Each candle is as powerful as this candle. There is no doubt of it. But one has to take this candle as the original. Similarly, Krishna is expanding in millions of Vishnu forms. Each Vishnu form is as good as Krishna, but Krishna is the original kind, because from Krishna everything is expands. So one who has concentrated his mind somewhere or other in Krishna, he has already attained the perfection of this. This is it. Substance of Krishna consciousness movement. Go on.